On the second day of six-party talks in Beijing on North Korea's nuclear activities, there are signs of progress. China's official news agency, quoting a Russian diplomat, says North Korea has indicated a willingness to abolish its nuclear weapons program. The agency report follows an offer from China, Russia, and South Korea to provide North Korea with energy assistance in exchange for abandoning its nuclear ambitions. Part of the know-how for North Korean nuclear programs came from a now-uncovered black market that also supplied Libya and Iran. A key player in that market was Pakistan's top nuclear scientist. Abdul Qadir Khan has admitted his role and has been pardoned by Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf. Joseph Cerencioni is director of the Non-Proliferation Project at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He says U.S. efforts to stop nuclear proliferation increasingly are complicated by alliances forged in the war on terrorism.
In the last year, we've uncovered probably the most significant hemorrhaging of nuclear weapons technology since the Soviets penetrated the Manhattan Project. Pakistan had a multinational, sophisticated operation selling some of the most advanced nuclear weapons technology in the world. We are now claiming it as an intelligence coup, but not imposing penalties of any kind on Pakistan or any of the senior officials involved in this network.
The United States went to war in Iraq in part because it feared that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and might export them.
We seem to be promoting a double standard in the world where we are cracking down on countries that imported nuclear technology, but we're not doing anything to the country that actually exported this material.
So the United States has a bit of a credibility problem in this area.
We do, and it's especially pronounced now. We have a situation where we basically divided up the world into good guys and bad guys. And the bad guys are prohibited from having nuclear weapons, and the good guys are allowed to have nuclear weapons, even in some cases encouraged. It makes it difficult, one, for countries to get the right message. I mean, are nuclear weapons bad and you shouldn't have them, or are nuclear weapons okay if you're on our side, or if you're important enough to us? And second, it sends a message to our allies. How serious is the United States about proliferation, or are there some other agendas operating here, and proliferation is just an excuse for cracking down on countries we don't like?
Will the further uncovering of the network help or hinder the U.S. image, or does it depend on how the United States uses the information?
Well, rolling up the network is extremely important. The bad news is this was one of the most extensive network of its kind in history. The good news is we seem to be cracking down on it. But the way we do it is very important. We need Pakistan's full cooperation in this effort, and we don't appear to be getting it.
So a black market still exists?
By cracking down on the Pakistan market, even without punishing the individuals, we seem to have eliminated the main source of supply. It's not as if there's some nuclear shopping mall out there that anyone can just walk into. This was a very specific network set up by very specific individuals. We've shut it down for now, but we don't know if those in Pakistan might decide at some future date that it's safe to come out again, or whether the people that they set up in Malaysia, in Dubai, might be spawning their own enterprises. It's still out there. It's still at least a latent network.
Joseph Cerencioni is director of the Non-Proliferation Project at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.